Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Gidevaradari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Gidevaradari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Gidevaradari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Gidevaradari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pratibhaja Kacharya Astro Tarashita Shishimhat Abhaya Chana Devinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharashira Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Vacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sekho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Shibashari Gaur Bhakti Vindi Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gopagopina Shamukunda Radha Kund Giri Gopanand Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Gangamai Ki Jamunamai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samir Bhakti Vindiki, Jugadam Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki, Vihat Midanga ki, Nitai Gopamanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru, Shri Guranga, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, seventh chapter, text number 18. Madhya yunata havisha yajamano vishambate Diya Vishudhaya Dadhyao Tatapra Durabhudhari. Adhyadhyunata Havisha Yajamano Vishambate Diya Vishudhaya Dadhyao Tatao Pradurabhudhari Adhvaryunata Havisha Yajamano Vishambate Diya Vishudaya Dadyao Tatao Pradurabhudhari. Adhunatta Havisham Yajamano Vishampate Diya Vishudaya Dadao Tadaha Prabhura Buddhari. Adhunatta Havisham Yajamano Vishampate Diya Vishudaya Dadyao Napad Purindri Adhvaryunata Havisha Yajamano Vishambate Diya Vishudaya Dadyao Tapra Muradudari Vajunata Havisha Mano Vishampate Diya Vishudaya Dadyao Tapra Muradudari. Mataji. Adhyunata Havisha
Yajamano Vishampate
Diya Vishudaya Dadyo Sapadura Yudaye Adhvaryuna. With the Yajurveda Atta, taking Havisha, with clarified butter. Yajamana, King Daksha. Vishampate, Ovidura. Diya, in meditation. Vishudaya, sanctified. Dadyao, offered. Tata, immediately. Pradu, manifest. Abhut, became. Hari, Hari, the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya said to Vidura, "Oh, my dear Vidura, as soon as King Daksha offered the clarified butter with Yajurveda mantras in sanctified meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared there in His original form as Narayan." Please repeat. The great sage Maitreya said to Vidura, "My dear Vidura, as soon as King Daksha offered the clarified butter with Yajurveda mantras in sanctified meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared there in his original form as Narayan." Purport. Lord Vishnu is all-pervading. Any devotee who, in sanctified meditation, following the regulative principles, chants the required mantras in service and in a devotional mood, can see Vishnu. It is said in the Brahma Samhita that a devotee whose eyes are anointed with the ointment of love of God, of Godhead, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead always within his heart. Lord Shyamasundar is so kind to his devotee. Om Jnana Tibrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Meditam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Ayam Darati Shvaparantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Adishatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Sivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very encouraging verse for us, that especially the purport, and the verse, but especially Srila Prabhupada assures us that if we can meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead with sanctified meditation, this dhyā viśuddhayā, because meditation is performed by anyone. Even demons will meditate. They'll meditate. Even a lusty man or lusty woman will meditate on the opposite sex. Great meditation. A power-hungry person will meditate on gaining power by any means. So meditation is something that everyone does. Even in the Shastra, it speaks of a tortoise by meditation. So even a tortoise can meditate. We see a cat, sometimes a cat is chasing a rat, just sits there for like 10 minutes, or a bird just meditating. Cat tail is going like this, just meditating, ready to pounce. So meditation must be viśuddhayā. It must be purified. Purified meditation, Srila Prabhupada describes as meditating on Krishna. Because also the yogis meditate. Yogis, jnanis, they may meditate. Pantastu koti shatavatsare sampragam yo vayoratapi manasam munipungavanam. They may meditate for millions of years. But what are they meditating on? They're meditating on the Brahman or something. Even sometimes they meditate on the Lord in the heart. But Srila Prabhupada says in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita that such meditation, there's still some personal interest, that the Lord should serve my purpose. Because in this material world, everyone is in anxiety because of this material body, because of their material situation, because of their desires. Therefore, only a devotee can meditate properly. Krishna bhakti nishkam ateva shanta mukti mukti siddhi kam shakaliya shanta. Only a devotee of the Lord who is free from all material desire can actually be peaceful. Everyone else, even the bhukti mukti siddhi, even the yogis, even the jnanis, they have some desire, some motivation. But a devotee who is fixed in devotional service, whose meditation is sanctified, is ahetukiya pratyata. No motivation. Motivation is to please Krishna. Actually, if we want to... This was one of Srila Prabhupada's criterion for whether he would chastise someone or what kind of an attitude he would take towards someone is their motive. What is the motive of the devotee? Sometimes devotees made big mistakes and Srila Prabhupada would be very merciful. And sometimes someone was very expert and Srila Prabhupada would be very harsh when he chastised them. Because the important thing is the motive. What is the desire? It's not that Krishna needs... Of course, we want our service to be first class, but it's not that Krishna needs something. He doesn't need anything. But actually, everything in devotional service is really resting upon how we can perfect our devotional attitude toward Krishna. What is our motive? Our motive and... Yapratyata, and what is our level of dedication? Because one may have good motives, but if one is weak, then their meditation will not be complete because they will break their meditation. Meditation must be unbroken. Just like in the Bhagavatam, it says, what is that verse? Shunvatam. Shadeya Nityam Grinatascha Chacheshtatam Galena Nati Dirgena Bhagavan Hridaye Rishi. That when a devotee is always fixed in hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, otherwise, when they are very sincere, and also when they are completely determined to do that, then kalena nati dirgena, then very quickly the Lord will appear within their heart. The Lord will manifest within. Of course, Krishna is there, but he may not be manifest as Krishna. He may be manifest as Paramatma, where he's also present in every living entity's heart, guiding them, guiding them very carefully. But a devotee can actually see Krishna, as it says here in the purport, in the form of Shamsundar. So we have to be very careful about our motives. Are we serving Krishna because we love him, or are we serving Krishna because of fear of material existence, because fear of death, because fear of something else in the material world? So even the yogi, a great yogi, can be fearing that or be anxious for something. So this is bhaya dvitiya vinivesata syat. This bhaya, this anxiety, fear, on whatever level it may be, bodily fear, mental anguish, intellectual contemplation, and I will lose something. I will lose something by serving Krishna. So when that is there, then ishara petasya viparyayo ashmiti, then everything is put into reverse. Then instead of serving Krishna, we want Krishna to serve us. We want Krishna, even sometimes the yogi wanting Krishna to appear, he's wanting Krishna to appear for his own pleasure. So Srila Prabhupada said the mood of the six Goswamis was not that I saw Krishna, but where is Krishna? Otherwise, what do I have to do to somehow or another qualify to be Krishna's servant? We're not looking for pleasure. We don't want Krishna to entertain. Just like people go to a club or whatever to see someone dance. So it's not like we want to see Krishna dance. Krishna dance for me. No. We want to dance for Krishna. And somehow or another please Krishna. So this is... the motive must be pure. This is one of the main elements in Dhyā Vishuddhaya. That pure sanctified meditation means there's no other motive other than to please Krishna. So when Srila Prabhupada was leaving Caracas in his departure lecture, he said, so my request to all of you is that you are very sincere, that you very sincerely and very carefully and with determination carry out this devotional service, and you will see Krishna face to face in this life. Srila Prabhupada said like that. He said many times. And then he said that in order to do this, there are two things that are required, given by Rupa Goswami. The first thing is that we perform favorable devotional service. And that favorable devotional service, Prabhupada said, utsaha. There must be great enthusiasm. Actually, enthusiasm, where does it come from? It comes from the association of advanced Vaishnavas. It comes from association of devotees who are fixed in devotional service. When we see a devotee doing nice service, then we become enthused. Just like one time Jayananda in Calcutta, we had to put up a pandal, and it was raining, like if anyone knows how it rains in Calcutta in the monsoon season. It really rains. And so it was one of those Calcutta monsoon rains, and everybody was standing under the roof waiting for the rain to stop. So Jayananda arrived, and he just walked out, started grabbing things and putting them up, and everybody goes, "Well, we don't know, so we have to do it." Everybody just went out and worked. So when one sees an enthusiastic devotee, then we all become enthused. When a devotee comes and preaches about Krishna consciousness and shows by example how to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, or is just absorbed as a pujari, cook, whatever, we become very enthused to see that devotee, and that enthuses us in our devotional service. So this is the main source of enthusiasm, the association with advanced Vaishnavas. And nishtaya, determination. Determination comes from accepting responsibility. Just like our first determination in devotional service is we accept the responsibility of chanting minimum 16 rounds. Because it says here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, follow the regulative principles, chant the required mantras in service and in a devotional mood. So when we accept this, just like there's one in Madhya Lila, it is stated, quoting from the Puranas, that Shmartavya Satatam Vishnur Vishmartavyo Nagjatu Chit, that the most important thing is to always remember Krishna and never forget Him. So Srila Prabhupada indicates in the purport that to always remember Krishna means to chant 16 rounds. Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, the most essential instruction of the spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds. One must do this. And not to forget Krishna, because it's not the same thing. It may seem like the same thing. Remember Him, not forget Him is the same thing. No. The remembering means to chant minimum 16 rounds, and not to forget Him means to follow the four regulative principles. Because if we don't follow the four regulative principles, then we'll forget Krishna. We'll become negligent. We'll commit offenses. And we'll lose the taste for chanting. And then we'll lose the impetus for devotional service. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned this, and then he mentioned tat-tat karma pravartanat, follow everything very nicely. Don't associate with worldly persons. And shatobrite means that performing devotional service very carefully. And as Rupa Goswami says, in the footsteps of the acharyas. And then avoid these six unfavorable activities of eating too much, collecting too much, endeavoring too much. Prajalpa, Srila Prabhupada, in that particular instance, he spoke more about prajalpa than anything else. Probably for a good reason. It's a big tendency to speak about unnecessary things. So this is how we can see Krishna face to face. Srila Prabhupada said, even in some times, in some places, that it's not such a difficult thing to see Krishna. But the difficulty lies in the fact that we are so caught up, these material things in our life, in our existence, seem so important that we don't give the proper priorities to seeing Krishna. Krishna wants very much to see his devotee. He wants his devotee. He's giving us full facility. He remains in the heart. Even when one is an atheist and we're denying Krishna's existence, he's in the heart trying to remind us that he's our supreme Lord and Master. So this is meditation means to have that determination in devotional service. As the Bhagavatam says, Tatenu kampam susamikshamana. That because we understand that everything is Krishna's mercy, whatever is happening in our lives, it may be wonderful, it may not be wonderful, we may not understand why it's happening. No. We may not be able to pin the particular reason why we're suffering or in distress, especially, to any particular activity. But also, if one meditates, we may not be able to identify our happiness with something that I did. Of course, we always think that I'm the cause of happiness and somebody else is the cause of distress. And ultimately, it's God. It must be God. He got me into this situation. No, he has to get me out. So this is the materialistic person, they think like this. So, just like King Indradyumna, he actually gave up his kingdom. And he, with matted locks and like a yogi, he retired from all his duties. And he sat and he was meditating in his ashram on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in ecstasy. And then Agastya Muni came. No, just like these munis, sometimes they really want to be taken care of. No, so he came, just like Durvasa Muni came to Ambarish Maharaj, and he, and of course Indradyumna was meditating on. He didn't pay any attention. He was in complete absorption in meditation, and he became very angry. What kind of a person are you? You don't know. Here, a Brahmin has appeared in your house and you are not serving him. No. Then, so immediately, the Brahmin, Agastya Muni, cursed him. And he was jubilant. He was happy. No. He thought, yes, this is a blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I must accept it. No. Because immediately he knew that Bhumjana evatmakritam vipakam. Eva Atmakrita. Everything that happens to me is Atmakrita. It's caused by my own activities. It's caused by my own past. I may not see it, but it must be. No. So he immediately accepted the curse very blissfully. No. And he took a birth as an elephant, Gajendra. No, Agastya Muni said, you want to act this way, then you take the birth of a big, dumb animal like an elephant. And he did. And when he got into trouble, he simply remembered the Supreme Personality of Godhead when there was difficulty. So when there's difficulty, just like Krishna's friends in Vrindavan, when there's difficulty, like the fire surrounds them, or they're in the mouth of Agasura, what do they do? Krishna, Krishna. But when we're in difficulty, we think, I need more money. If I had some more money, if I had, if I just moved to this place, if I got out of here, this temple president, this GBC is on my case. If I get out of here, then I'll be happy. Or if I didn't have any authority, or if I married this person, then I'll be happy. Or if I divorce this person, then I'll really be happy. Because it's making my life miserable. Just like there was one Brahmin, and his wife was very dedicated Brahmin also, but she was always like, telling him, please get this, please do this, please. So he was praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, he was praying and praying, my dear Lord, please help me to solve the situation. No, he was always in anxiety, praying and praying. Because he did austerities, the Lord appeared and said, I will give you three wishes. I said, yes, please do something about my wife. You know, she's very nice, but she's always bothering me. He said, it is done. She's dead. No. But no. And then everybody came. Oh, I'm so sorry, your wife. You know, she was such a wonderful Brahmin, such a wonderful person. I'm so sorry. And he was lamenting. And so then he said, my dear Lord, please, for my second wish, I want my wife to be alive. No. So then she was alive again. That was easy. So then for a long time, he didn't wish anything. So then finally the Lord asked him, so you never asked for your third wish? He said, yes, my third wish is that I can simply do your will, because I can understand that without doing what you want, no one can do things properly. No. So this is my real desire. No. So a devotee is like that. No. A devotee knows that Krishna always has my best interest in mind, and therefore a devotee can always meditate. It is their determination. No. They accept any circumstance. Just like Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri went at the request of Gopal to get sandalwood and camphor, he brought it back, like, you know, 80 pounds of sandalwood. That's, you know, 80 pounds. You know, Madhavendra Puri was a, you know, very kind of simple devotee who, I mean, physically not that strong devotee, just a Brahmin who was always fasting and, you know, contemplating the Lord, chanting His glories. It wasn't like a, you know, big, strong, but he was carrying 80 for the Lord's pleasure. Somehow the Lord wanted this. He wasn't thinking, why is Krishna doing this to me? Why is all this so difficult? No. Why are there so many problems? Why are there so many obstacles? No, he didn't think like that. He thought, this is the Lord's pleasure. And even on top of that, he had to go through all these tax collectors and crossing every border, going through the Muslim controlled areas, and so much trouble. But he didn't see it as trouble. He saw it as an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to enhance my devotional service. So this is the attitude of the devotees. And like Daksha, no? Daksha's situation is a little bit like Indradyumna. No? That he was punished. No? He was punished by the Lord's agent, Lord Shiva. And then he began to pray. So sometimes, if we're not on such a high standard of devotional service, first we have to be punished. No? The Lord will punish us. Sometimes even the Lord punishes His most intimate associates. Of course, that's Leela. But sometimes the Lord punishes even the greatest devotees. No? And even the gopis. No? Even the gopis. They became a little proud because they're thinking Krishna's mine. No? So, of course, Krishna is theirs. No? As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in O Vaishnava Thakur, that Krishna is yours. O Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna is yours. But the devotee doesn't think like that. No. A devotee himself thinks that, yes, Krishna may be the property of other devotees, but I am Krishna's property. Although Krishna himself says that I am the property of my devotees. Aham bhakta paradino swanta tantra ibhadvija. Sadhu bhir grasta hridaya. That I am the property. I am in captive in the heart of my devotees. No. I am their property. I am controlled by them. He told to Durvasa Muni, I can't do anything for you. No, only my devotee can do. I'm their property. If they want Sudarshan Chakra to stop, then you speak to Ambarish. If Ambarish wants the Sudarshan to stop, it will stop. Otherwise, I can't do anything. No. The Sudarshan Chakra specifically has the duty to protect my devotee. But sometimes the devotee is chastised. Even in Leela, just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting. One time when he was in Navadvip, he was walking through Navadvip, and sometimes people would think he was a little proud, because He was simply meditating on the holy name, and he was oblivious to the presence of others. And the Brahmins expected, because he was a young Brahmin, relatively speaking, and so they expected he would offer some special respect to the other Brahmins, and he would come, he should sit and listen to them. But he was, he's going to listen to these Durga worshippers. No. So he would walk by, and then one particular Brahmin said, "Just be careful, Nimai Pandit. No. You are disturbing everyone at night with your kirtans, and you think you're so good with your kirtan. But you should know that very soon that everyone will go and complain to the Chan Ghazi. No. And then the king will come." No, and he said, "Oh, that's very good. I hope the king will come. Actually, because everyone sees me as a young, immature Brahmin, then nobody pays attention. Nobody talks to me. So if the king comes, we can talk about Shastra. We can talk about scripture." He said, "No, the king will not come to talk about scripture." So he said, "Let him come." No. So then after that, he went into Shivas's house that evening, and they began the kirtan, and he stopped. He said, "I feel no ecstasy. I think I was talking to a materialistic person, and my ecstasy is gone. Therefore, I cannot dance, I cannot chant." And then Advaitacharya said, "No, it is Nada who has stolen away your devotional ecstasy." Otherwise, me, Advaitacharya, I've stolen it away. Because actually, I've done that because you will not give me your mercy. No, you won't give me any mercy. Myself and Shivas, you're giving mercy to people who run a mill, no, or to simple persons. You're giving all your mercy to these people. But to us, educated Brahmins, no, who are always glorifying you, you will not give us your mercy. Therefore, I had to steal it away. And I will keep it as long as you treat us this way. Even you allow this Avadhuta Nityananda. Who knows what his background is, where he comes from. And yet you allow him to come in and do anything. No, but you won't give us your ecstasy. No, so therefore I have taken it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, "Please forgive me, but this is, I have to do this." And so immediately Lord Chaitanya became very disturbed, and he ran out and jumped into the Ganga. No. And he was going to drown himself. But Nityananda and Haridas jumped in. Nityananda grabbed his hair, Haridas grabbed his feet. They pulled him in. No. And he said, "Nityananda, why did you grab my hair?" I said, "I had to save you, my Lord." No, and they begged him, "Please, my Lord, forgive Advaitacharya, forgive any of our offenses. We need you. You are our life and soul." And he said, "I am going to the house of Nandanacharya. And don't tell anyone. If you tell anyone, you will never see me again." No. So they were very fearful. Lord Chaitanya went, and Nandanacharya was very happy, of course, because he got the chance to serve the Lord very intimately. And all the devotees were heartbroken and devastated. So then the Lord, he was still feeling some anger toward Advaita. But he told Nandan Acharya, "Go get Shivas. I want to see how my devotees are." And so he went, he brought Shivas. And he said, "Yes, the devotees are completely devastated." And he said, "How is Advaita?" He said, "Advaita, his body is there, but he is not there. No. Only there is a body. There is a body sitting there only. He is fasting. He is not. His life is gone." So Lord Chaitanya felt merciful. And he went to Advaita. He said, "Get up, Advaita. Give up your lamentation." And Advaita said, "My Lord, what can I do? No. I'm very sorry to have acted in such a way, but it is actually your fault. No. Because I want to be your servant, and you want me to be your servant. You want me to be, you want yourself to be my servant. This is incompatible. So then Lord Chaitanya said, I have something to tell you. But sometimes the king, a king may have a very great minister, and that minister is in charge of bringing everyone's problems, of ministering salaries, of doing all these things. But sometimes he may commit a great offense, and the king may even kill him. But everyone else will continue with their service. No. So he said, in the same way, the Supreme Lord, sometimes his devotee will do something wrong, and he will chastise that devotee. But he still loves his devotee. No. And immediately Dvaitacharya became happy. He said, so then you accept, you are my Lord, and I am your servant. So he became very happy and began to dance. So Krishna may even chastise in Leela his great devotees, Advaitacharya. Who can be greater? Even when the devotees of Lord Chaitanya were arriving in Jagannath Puri, when King Pratabharudra saw Advaitacharya, he said, he must be the best of all devotees. He must be the greatest devotee. Because just to see his effulgence. But yet, even Advaitacharya is chastised by the Lord. So this is this chastisement, whether it be Leela, of course in our case it's most likely not Leela, no? But we were in the wrong Leela, no? We were in Martya Leela, no? We were in the mundane Leela of this material world trying to enjoy our senses. And the Lord will chastise us, no? But we should accept it, just like here. This is patience. Diya Vishuddhaya, purified, sanctified meditation, means that we will not break our meditation. No. And it will bring the Lord. We can see the Lord actually face to face. Just like one more example is the Brahmin from Pratishtanapur, which is stated in the Nectar Devotion, that this Brahmin, he was very poor, but he was very satisfied because, no, he was a great devotee of the Lord. But sometimes he would hear from great souls and they told him that you can meditate on serving the Lord and it's just as good as serving. You get the same result. So he immediately sat at the bank of the Godavari, began to meditate on serving the Lord so nicely and cleansing the Lord's temple and bringing in gold and silver chalices, the water from not only Godavari but Yamuna, Ganga, Kaveri and all the holy rivers, and bathing the Lord and cleaning the Lord's temple and fixing wonderful preparations and anointing the Lord's body with sandalwood. But then after many years he did this and he was completely blissful. But then once he wanted to prepare some sweet rice, and he did it very quickly because the offering, he was in meditation, was so intense, he was like even a little behind on the offering. No, that's how intense his meditation was. No. Just like sometimes we get behind on the offering because we have a material body that wants to sleep or becomes negligent. Or no. But he was in serving the Lord in his mental body, practically in a spiritual body, because his activities were purely spiritual. But the sweet rice wasn't ready on time. It was a little hot. And so he touched it to see if it was, you know, if it was sufficiently cool to offer to the Lord. And he burnt his finger. And he broke his meditation. Then he looked at his finger and it was burnt. And he was completely bewildered. That this is all real. This is the confirmation. This is actually, not only is it the results are there, but it's actually, you know, I've been doing this so long, it's become real. And so then the Lord was smiling and laughing, seeing this. And Lakshmi Devi and other Lakshmis, they began to question, what is this? You know, what's the Lord so happy about? He didn't answer them, but he immediately sent an airplane and brought the Brahmin just right at that, immediately brought him to Vaikuntha. And he told the whole story. And the Brahmin stayed there. No, he didn't have to go back. So this is seeing the Lord face to face. This is the result of sanctified meditation, following the principles. And the last example I'd like to give is Kolavecha Sridhar. No. Kolavecha Sridhar was even hassled by Lord Chaitanya. No. Not only did the Lord test him, but he hassled him. No. He gave him a hard time. No. I mean, sometimes we think that Krishna is giving us a hard time. But Krishna is not giving us. We're giving ourselves a hard time by our material desires, either past or present. But in the case of Sridhar, the Lord came as Nimai Pandit. At that time, he was really in the mood of Nimai Pandit, like a really, you know, kind of obnoxious Brahmin. You know, because it's stated that the Lord, when he does anything, he does it as the Supreme Lord, he does it most perfectly. So when he takes the position of a Pandit, sometimes Pandits are a little obnoxious, you know, and because they're very proud of their learning. So he became like intolerable. Even Gadadhar couldn't tolerate him. And Gadadhar, of course, he's eternally attracted to Lord Chaitanya, but he couldn't tolerate him. You know, so he would have to keep a distance, but at the same time, he couldn't keep a distance, so it was very difficult. But Kola Vecha Sridhar, so Lord Chaitanya went to him. He said, I want to buy bananas. He said, all right. So he gave them to him, and he said, I am going to take these bananas, because you're charging too much. You should charge half this much. Of course, he was charging practically nothing, you know. And he said, I am an honest Brahmin, and I am charging just what they are called. If you want, you can buy from someone else. He said, no, no one else has. These are the best bananas. I want these bananas. But I want it at this price. He said, my dear sir, why are you bothering me? And he said, what kind of a Brahmin are you? Brahmins are not supposed to be greedy. He said, I'm going to take these bananas and I won't pay you. And Sridhar said, yes, you can take them. Please don't bother me. No. And so then Lord Chaitanya said, no, on second thought, I'm going to pay you. And I'm going to pay you more than they're worth. And he said, I don't want more than they're worth. I just want what they're worth. No. And he said, but look at your hut. It has holes in the roof. And Sridhar said, it may have holes in the roof, but I'm happy. He said, the birds, they have no roof. They simply live in a tree with no roof. I have a roof, so I'm happy. No, I don't need anything. So Lord Chaitanya was very pleased, so he paid him and left. And then afterwards, when he had his Mahaprahara Lila, he called Kola Vecha Sridhar, and the devotees went to get him. And he said, do you remember this Brahmin who was haggling with you? That was me. And he revealed his eternal form. But the point is that Kola Vecha never became disturbed with the Lord. Of course, in the Leela, he was, you know, acting a little disturbed. But always accepting the mercy of the Lord. So this is our duty. This is how our meditation can be unbroken. If we can simply maintain in all circumstances. Because that's what difficulties are for. Difficulties are to show us what is our level of devotion. No. The Lord already knows. He doesn't have to test us for His knowledge. Just like we make a test. We test something because we don't know. But Krishna is within our heart. He knows how much devotion, what we're lacking. No. Yoga kshemam baham yaham. And He's willing to give what we're lacking, and He's willing to preserve what we have. But He wants us to understand what we're lacking so that we can improve. Because devotional service is voluntary. You know, when the Lord provides what we're lacking, means that He protects our devotional service, but we also have to protect it. Therefore, He puts us into distress sometimes so that we can understand. He puts us through tests so that we can understand how much devotion I have. And if we can maintain, as it says here, Diya Vishuddhaya, pure meditation by accepting everything as the mercy of the Lord, then Krishna will appear very quickly in our hearts. And we will always see Him, we will feel His presence. And then our devotional service becomes nishta and ruchi, and we advance to the platform of asakti, bhava, and prema bhakti very quickly. Once you get past anartha nirvritti, once one is fixed and feels the Lord in the heart, and feels that attraction to the Lord, then one's advancement goes very quickly. So we should accept these difficulties, which is simply anartha nirvritti, getting rid of unnecessary things with great enthusiasm and very glad and happy to get that mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll stop here. Are there any questions? Yeah.
You said story about Advaita Acharya and about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you mentioned then one point of time Advaita Acharya told to him, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't feel ecstasy. And Advaita Prabhu, he said, I stole your mercy, actually. That, can you explain a little about that? I don't understand.
He was just telling him, I have taken away your ecstasy.
Yeah.
So
how you can steal mercy from...
Well, you can if you're Advaita Acharya. No.
But what is meaning? I didn't get
it. No, it just means that Lord Chaitanya wants Advaita Acharya to be his superior. So sometimes Advaita Acharya just wants to grab the lotus feet of the Lord. He even did that in one instance, many instances. When the Lord was unconscious, he would grab his lotus feet and bathe them with his tears and then rub his feet with his hair and clean them. You know? And then when Lord Chaitanya would wake up, he would be like, nothing happened. And of course, in one of those instances, Lord Chaitanya said also that someone has stolen away my ecstasy. Otherwise, the Lord's ecstasy is to act as a devotee, as a servant. Dasa, dasa, anudasa. So if someone treats him, doesn't accept to be his superior when he wants him to be, then the Lord, it's all lila, but the Lord he announces that I've lost my ecstasy. So this is all, playful lila between the Lord and his devotee. It's not that somebody can actually steal away Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. No. But he may feel that way, just like sometimes when Srimati Radharani abandons the Krishna, then he feels devoid of happiness. No. So this is a real feeling of the Lord. It's not like he's, I'm just going to do this so that everybody can, These are transcendental emotions of ecstasy. There's so much love that Krishna feels for Radha, and so much love that Radha feels for Krishna, that when they're separated from one another, they feel devastation. Also, Krishna feels devastation by Yoga Maya. So by Yoga Maya, he felt this feeling so that Advaita Acharya could enact his pastime. Anyone else? Any other question? Okay. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.